good morning. Greetings in the name of Jesus. Here in this beautiful, sunny, nice, warm morning here in Florida, where we had to, where we're at right now. Yesterday, I told a little bit on selfishness of Paul, or sorry, selfishness of Saul, and not being able to accept that David had was being exalted above him. And I just felt like the Lord was leading me to Romans 12 here, to give a small teaching on the gifts. And these are gifts that we all run into in church life, in work, in marriage. These are all things that we see around us every day. And we'll go to Romans 12, starting with verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. According, and I want to bring out a sentence there, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. And this walk is by faith. Without faith, we can't see God. Without faith, we can't even be a Christian. It takes nothing but faith. And God gives us faith. It's not, faith isn't something we work up in ourselves. It's something that God gives us at, when we become a new man. Verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. In 1 Corinthians, say this way, 1 Corinthians 12:12, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. And we look at our physical body. You know, what good would the ear be if somebody who can't see, you know, there's a hindrance. If somebody is missing an arm, there's a hindrance there. And that's what this is saying, that we are all members of one body, but not all members have the same office. Then it goes on and gives the different specifications here of the different gifts that God pours out upon us. Verse 5, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. And that word prophecy simply means the speaking forth of the mind and the counsel of God that lines up with the Word of God. There are many false prophets out there, but there's an easy way to discern if it's a false prophet or if it's a true prophet, if it lines up with the Word of God or not. A false prophet would not line up with the Word of God. But according to the proportion of faith, there again, it stands out very clearly that this Christian walk is a walk of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching. Verse 8, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. And that word exhorteth simply means encouragement. And you can see there's people around who have a gift of encouraging. There's people around who have a gift of teaching. There's people who have the gift of the ministry. Ministering is a servanthood. There's people who have a gift of being a servant. He that giveth, let him give with simplicity. That simplicity means liberally. Some people have a gift of just throwing their all into something. They're throw their whole life into servanthood. I have to think of my mother who's heart is a servant. She spent her years of us boys, us children there at home, and she was a servant, and even to this day she's still a servant. She have nothing rather that we come and let her serve us. Her gift is to give. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. And that word dissimulation means hypocrisy. And the word hypocrisy means play acting. Let love be without play acting. It's a very good way to look at it, because there's many, if you're out in the streets witnessing, I run into a lot of people who say, no, I don't want nothing to do with church because there's nothing but a bunch of hypocrites in the churches. Play acting, they act like they're Christians, but really, they're not. And it's a bad place to be because it profanes the name of the Lord. Abhor that which is evil. And the word abhor means, in Psalms 34:14, we find that word abhor again. It says, depart from evil and do good. Pursue it. So, no, we don't find the word abhor, but this is a reference of what it means. It says, abhor that which is evil. And in Psalms, it says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Pursue peace with your fellow men. Cleave to that which is good. If you have something that's good in your life, don't let it go. If you are a Christian, don't let anybody persuade that you're not. If you truly are born again, if you truly are a child of God, then cleave to it, because it is good. I think that's all I have for this morning. I did want to bring in, this coming Saturday morning, we have a live Bible study you can listen in and interact with by calling 1-218-862-1300. That's 1-218-862-1300. And the ID number is 525-819. It's 525-819. And also, if you want to let a message, just hit 099, and you can let a message. Make sure you hit pound afterwards so we can get your message. Well, God bless you, and have a wonderful day.